Today on Mr. Media, I'll talk to Christopher Gorham, once best known as Ugly Betty's on-again, off-again boyfriend Henry, but now making his own mark on the USA Network breakout hit Covert Affairs. Stick around. So much media, so little time. Who keeps track of it all? That would be me. This is Bob Andelman, and this is the Mr. Media Interview. You know, MrMedia.com, MrMedia.com. Stop by and check it out. There are more than 600 archived celebrity interviews for your listening pleasure. The show is brought to you today by ThePartyAuthority.us. Planning a wedding, mitzvah, or corporate event? For any and all occasions, call The Party Authority nationwide at 1-800-DIAL-DJS. That's 1-800-342-5357, where one call does it all. Mr. Media is recorded live before a studio audience of petty thieves in the new media capital of the world and home of the best team in baseball, St. Petersburg, Florida. Now, the last time Christopher Gorham was on Mr. Media, he and a lot of other people were dealing with the sudden cancellation of ABC's Ugly Betty. Gorham made an indelible impression on that show as Betty's frustrating as all get-out boyfriend Henry, who was always just beyond her reach. And Gorham wasn't yet sure if Henry would make a final appearance on Betty when we spoke. Of course he did. But what he really wanted to discuss was a new USA Network show he was working on called Covert Affairs. This is a high-profile gig for Gorham, playing opposite Piper Perabo and Peter Gallagher. He plays Augie Anderson, a CIA military intelligence agent who was blinded while on assignment. The show airs Tuesday nights at 10 p.m. Now here's a clip of Gorham and Perabo from the pilot, Covert Affairs.
All right, Annie. Track down the collie, see if he'll play ball. You're new. Maybe you'll have a shot. Hey, Augie, why did Jones say I might have a shot because I'm new?
McCauley is Christopher McCauley. He's a big cover officer for 15 years, knew everyone important that had anything to do with East Africa. One of his old contacts might know something about Assange movements, but McCauley retired 5 years ago.
Why do I feel like I'm still missing something?
Well, when I say he retired, I mean he had a nervous breakdown, quit the CIA, moved to middle of nowhere, Virginia, and hasn't contacted us since. I can actually hear you frowning.
On a scale of none to a lot, how many people have tried to bring him in?
Almost every senior person in that room.
So he's basically a fool's errand?
Think of it more of a hazing ritual if it makes you feel better.
We're going to talk about that show today, Covert Affairs, but first I want to know the same thing that actress Alyssa Milano asked in her blog last week. What's with the widely circulated picture of a shirtless Christopher Gorham getting his belt tugged by the hand of an otherwise out-of-sight female? Chris Gorham, husband and father, welcome back to Mr. Media.
Hey, Bob. Thanks a lot.
My pleasure. How you been, Chris?
I've been well. How have you been?
Doing okay. Doing all right. I'm sure this
good.
Photo is all quite innocent, right? And Alyssa Milano is just yanking your chain, so to speak?
Yeah, it's a scene from the show, from next week's episode, actually. After that, it's all classified. I can't reveal any of the inside info.
I'm assuming you must know Alyssa.
I do, yeah. We shot a movie together last year called My Girlfriend's Boyfriend, so we know each other pretty well.
Ah. Were you amused by her and the response to her posting that?
Yeah. I was amused. It was funny and a little embarrassing.
And I guess that's a problem when you shoot things so far in advance and then maybe a picture comes out. It doesn't necessarily look right.
Yeah, it was a little unexpected. I knew that the day would come where that stuff started coming out because, we do film these things to be seen, so, stuff like that is, I get a little shy about.
Well, so we only have so much time, so I have to tell me, how is Covert Affairs going for you, and is this turning out to be kind of the opportunity that you've been waiting all these years for?
It's going really well. It's one of the top new shows of the summer. I think we were the top-rated scripted show on Tuesdays a week ago out of all the networks, including the broadcast network. So the show's doing very well. And creatively, I'm having an amazing time. It's the character that I get to play is really unlike anything else that's on TV, because he's the tech guy, but he's also ex-Special Forces, and he also happens to be blind, and he's a bit of a ladies' man. So you kind of, those four qualities, I don't think have been seen in one person. So it's been a blast to play. And then working with Piper Perabo has been just an absolute pleasure. She's so talented, and this part is so great for her. She just really, really shines. Mm.
I think the last time we saw those qualities in one guy, I think his name was Daredevil, and Ben Affleck was playing him.
Yeah, I never saw that film. I never saw that film, but I've been working very closely with the CNIB, which is the Canadian National Institute for the Blind, up here in Toronto. Hmm. Just in doing my research for playing that part of the role, and a few of the people that I've been working with there came down to set to kind of see what I was doing, and I got two thumbs up from them. So you know, if they're happy, I'm very happy. And I read something recently where somebody was kind of comparing what I'm doing to what David Strathairn did with Sneakers years ago. And he's such an amazing actor. So so far the reception's been great, and you know, I couldn't be happier.
It's kind of weird, though, isn't it? I mean, Chris can see, but Augie can't. And you've got to kind of act. Obviously, you're being Augie, but the blindness is a real, really throwing you a curve in some ways.
Yeah, it's tricky. It's also just a lot of fun to do, because it requires a lot of extra focus. It requires some extra rehearsal, figuring out just physically how to make everything happen in the scene. But it's a lot of fun. You know, I can't follow things with my eyes. I kind of have to follow sounds. I can't react to people's facial expressions. You know, there are some limitations in acting. You know, in next week's episode, it's called Communication Breakdown. You know, Augie has some really emotional scenes. You know, his ex-girlfriend comes into town and starts causing trouble. And there are moments where he would love nothing more than to make eye contact, because there are certain things that, you know, can really only be spoken with the eyes. And he, you know, runs against the frustration of not being able to do that and trying to find another way to communicate those unspoken things. So it's been challenging, but a lot of fun.
I'm guessing that you must test pretty well among women. I mean, the USA has built a huge following among women with Burn Notice and Royal Pains, Covert Affairs, White Collar, and you know, going from Ugly Betty to this, and I know there's been stuff in between, but most people still know you best for that.
Sure.
I'm guessing you must really test well with women.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. I hope so.
a very modest answer. And listen, before we do have to let you go, I have to ask you about Betty. When we spoke, it was literally the day after the announcement, and you know, you didn't
That's
know.
Right.
No one knew what was going to happen. You did eventually go back. What was that last trip to the set like?
It was nice. You know, I think by the time I got there, it was very close to the end. So, you know, everyone had kind of settled into the news. And I wasn't there for the very last episode, but, you know, it was bittersweet. You know, shooting that last scene with America, it was bittersweet, because it was great to be working with her again, but it was also kind of sad not knowing when or if we would ever have a chance to work together again, and we had such a great time. So, yeah, I'd say bittersweet.
Did you feel like the writers had yanked Henry around one time too many, that maybe he and Betty finally should have wound up together and closed the show?
Oh, no. I don't think that there's any way that that can happen. I mean, once they gave him somebody else's baby, that essentially ended any chance of Henry and Betty ending up together, because no one wanted to see Betty raising somebody else's kid.
That's true, but that was a tough relationship. That was, you know, you felt for both of them at all.
It was tough, you know. And in a different show, in a different show, then you know something like that could happen. Certainly, I mean, you know, Betty's dad was a single dad, you know, and so there was no reason why, you know, Henry then being a single dad would have been an unsuitable suitor for Betty, but. In the world of that show that was created, you really wanted her to kind of have a perfect happy ending, and I liked the way that it ended.
Good.
Well, she, you know, she gets the professional fulfillment that she's been looking for, and you know, there's the possibility, at least, of that Betty Daniel romance that so many people have been hoping for so long.
Well, listen, folks, you can catch Chris Gorham in USA's hot new drama, Covert Affairs, every Tuesday at 10 p.m., And Chris, a pleasure to talk to you again so soon, and hope you'll come back again.
Thanks, Bob. Anytime.
All right. Best of luck. All right. Bye-bye. And folks, for more original interviews with America's top young actors and actresses, you can surf to our main site, MrMedia.com, MrMedia.com. And you can now hear Mr. Media while you're on the go with Stitcher Radio. Stitcher is a free news and talk mobile application. The latest episode of Mr. Media is always available for you, no syncing needed, and no memory wasted. It's available for your iPhone, your Palm Pre, Android phones, and your BlackBerry. Downloading is easy. Go to Stitcher.com or check out the App Store for your individual mobile phone. And while you're there, check out some of my favorite online radio shows. Those include The Michael Mara Show, Doug Loves Movies, The Business with Kim Masters, and Sex with Emily. And please take advantage of this great offer for Mr. Media radio listeners. Go to audiblepodcast.com/MRmedia, that's Mr. Media, to get a free audiobook download of your choice when you sign up today. Again, that's audiblepodcast.com/Mr. Media for your free audiobook. Subscribe to Mr. Media on iTunes and you'll never miss a show. Just search Mr. Media Interviews from within iTunes and subscribe for free. You can also listen with a piece of string and a tin can in many locations. If you've got an idea for a guest, email me directly at bob@mrmedia.com. You can also follow me on Facebook or on Twitter, twitter.com/Andelman, or Facebook, just look for Mr. Media Interviews. Thanks so much for joining us today. Really appreciate you sharing a piece of your day with Mr. Media. Thanks for listening.